الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا مثال له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. My respected ulama and my brother Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, when he was leaving for Umrah, he phoned me and he told me I must speak on the life of Shaykhul Islam Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. Sayyid Maulana Sayyid Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali was a great mujahid, great muhaddis, great Sufi, and very great person of his time. Whenever you want to discuss a life of any person, then two things you must keep in your mind. When that person was alive, in which country he was alive, and what the situation of the country was. What was the situation of the country? Who was ruling this country, and what is the position of the country? And another thing, what was the opinion of elderly people, that person, that time? Very great personality of his time, what was their opinion about him? At the time of Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Ali, Hakimul Ummah Hazrat Maulana Ashrafuddin Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was alive. Once he told that, I was very, very worried that the machine I am running, after my death somebody will carry on or not. One day I read one letter of Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani written to his murid, his disciple. After reading that letter, I came to a conclusion, subhanallah, there is a person who will carry on my mission after my death. Another thing, very great and senior Khalifa of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandari. Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandari Rahmatullah Ali, he said after his death, that there are two type of knowledge. One is knowledge of Shariat and one is knowledge of Tariqat. As far as Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Ali is concerned, he was expert and kamil in both knowledge. And the gift of Allah Rabbul Izzat on Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Ali was that he, in him, a man can notice the humbleness of Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who Jalul Islam Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, humbleness, he can notice them. And Qutub-e Rabbani Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, firmness, you can notice in Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. And no doubt he was Shaykhul Islam of the time. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Ali was a very great alim and professor of Lahore, and very great alim. I got the opportunity to meet him, and Allah rahmat on him was so that when he died, that day there was very severe heat in Lahore. But when his janaza taken out of his house, then people noticed one cloud appeared, and that weather become very cool. And when Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Rahmatullah Ali was buried, for some days, wonderful smell was coming out of cigarette. He told about Maulana Madni Rahmatullahi that according to Haji Imdadullah Sahib Rahmatullahi, there is always 360 awliya in Haram Sharif. 360 awliya in Haram Sharif always there. Allah gave me opportunity to perform Hajj 14 times. And Allah Rabbul Izzat give me one gift. Through the Noor-e-Imani, I can judge the man. Now, 14 times, I made muraqabah, meditation I made. And 14 times, I asked Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the great saint of this time? Always the reply came, Hussain Ahmad Madni. Such a great person he was. Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Allama Yusuf Binuri Rahmatullahi, when Hazrat Madni passed away, then he wrote in one article, today all the ulama became yatim, often. When Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahmatullahi passed away, then his son Shah Abdul Qadir, Shah Abdul Aziz, Shah Abdul Ghani, Shah Ishaq was a very great alim he left behind him. When these four buzurg passed away, then they left their student Huddatul Islam Maulana Qasim Nanutvi Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangui Rahmatullahi, and many great ulama he left behind him. But when Hazrat Madni Rahmatullahi passed away, nobody he left behind him, you know, that we can approach to them. Somebody, and he wrote one thing, somebody seen his in his dream, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf Saqafi. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf Saqafi was governor of Iraq. At that time, Umayyah was ruling whole Middle East. And he was such a great oppressor. Front of him, 120,000 people heads they was chopped. That was on his tongue, Saifam wa Nuta. Nuta mean, that time, there was one big, large skin of camel or cow. When a governor went to chop somebody's head, then that they put on the ground the skin, that when while they chopping his head, the blood don't, you know, flush on carpet or anything. The what means safe? Sword. Always on his tongue. Safe from Manuta. The 120,000 people's head was chopped front of him. Ghaliban, some of the great personality of Islam, he said one thing, all the oppressor of the world, all the oppressor of the world put in one side of the scale. And Hajjaj ibn Yusuf put one side of the scale, Hajjaj will be much heavier than this all. And he said, all the people who rule the world with just, all those people put one side of the scale, another side of the scale, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi was put, then Umar ibn Abdul Aziz will be much heavier than this old people. But one thing you must remember, Hajjaj done very great favor to us, because he is the person, when he noticed that non-Arab couldn't read Quran properly, because that time Quran was without zair, zabar and page. So he ordered that something must be done now, that non-Arab can read properly Quran. So he done very great favor to us. Another thing, lot of good quality in him, so lot of good quality. You know, time is very short. I'll tell you one is good quality. There is lesson for us too. He was looking for one armed robber for many years. And Fortunately, he was caught. Now he was sure, my head will be chopped. Then, when he was brought front of Hajjaj, then he told Hajjaj, I want one advice from you. Alright. I want one mashwara from you. He went by him and told in his ear something. And that person jumped and, you know, climbed on one horse and ran away. And Hazrat was shouting, call, get him, get him, get him. Then everybody was shocked. The man, he caught after a long time. And supposed to chop his head. Then what happened? He ran away. Then they asked Hajjaj, Amir, tell us what happened. No, what happened? He came in my, and asked me in my ear, if any person want to run away from Hajjaj, what he can do? Same thing when hadith of Rasulullah Sassam came in mind. Al-Mustasharo Mutaminu. The man who give mashwara, he must be amanatdar. And he must give mashwara according to amanatdari. Then when he asked me, then I told him, goodbye, there is one down palace, one horse, his rang is, color is white. If you climb that horse, no horse can beat him, reach him, and he ran away. So anyhow, so Hazrat Allama Binur Ramtullahi, after Hazrat Madni Det Ramtullahi, after Hazrat Madni Det, he wrote an article, then he wrote that, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf Saqafi, somebody seen him his dream, and ask him how you was punished front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then he said, for every murder I punish one time, but for murder of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Jubair 70 times I was sentenced to death. Even Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, even he killed Sahaba, he martyred Sahaba, and Hazrat Sayyid ibn Jubair was not Sadi. He was Tabi. Then what Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi replied, the reason is that when Sayyid ibn Jubair was killed, every alim was in need of his knowledge. Every alim was in need of his knowledge. So just like that, Hazrat Madni rahmatullahi passed at a time we all was needing his knowledge. Now this is the opinion of Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Binul Ramtulai. Like this quotation, I can give you many quotations. One very great buzur of this time, Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Ramtulai. Very great buzur. If you read the Abbiti of Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria, you will read in that many occasions name of Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib Ramtullahi, and Hazrat Zakaria Ramtullahi was just like in love with Hazrat Madni Ramtullahi. So Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Ramtullahi wrote after his death, when we open our eyes, we notice that where Hazrat Madni's feet above head are there. Jahan Hazrat Madni ka khatam hai, wahan par hamara sar pada hua tha. So anyhow, whenever you discuss anybody's life, that is very essential and very important that you must understand the situation of that country. You must study what was the opinion of great people of his time. So I give you only 2-3 examples, otherwise there are so many opinion of our elder that, you know, you can compile one big book from that. Now, Muslim was ruling India for 1,000 years. And all those rulers was very good ruler beside Akbar and early stage of Jahangir. These people was not a great ruler. Just Agrawal was just like, you know, atheist. Somebody, Abul Fazl al-Faizi, was two great alim of his time. They convinced Akbar that the prophethood of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was only for 1,000 years. Now you are the prophet of 2,000 years. Now Akbar became Gumrah. You know, he founded one religion, you know, Din Akbari. And what was the principle of the religion? To worship the sun. And adultery, everything was halal in this religion. Anyhow, this very long story. All the king was very good king. Now, unfortunately, what happened? After 1,000 years rule, one person with the name of Vasco da Gama, everybody know that, in 1498, by mistake, I think so, he was looking America, I think like this, and he came to the shore of Calicut. When he reached India, then he noticed that the India is a very rich country. Everything is ample there. So much that with wealth of India, all the European nations will become very wealthy. Then he started business. Up to 1600, he started business, and then they built some fort in Goa. Then the Christian missionary come, and so much they oppressed the people of India. All these children, who are often, their parents are died, by force they was taken to Lisbon. And they was entered in a school that they can become minister of religion. And so much operation is done that the Muslim community of that area, their thousands of animals was killed. Their thousands of palm tree and everything was chopped. And many of them was killed. So much so, Muslims took shelter in the mosque, men and women, by thousands. The door of the mosque was locked and totally mosque was burned. And so much so, when Muslim was going for Hajj, then they interfere with the ship and they looted the ship. And so much so, many hundred Muslim women have to jump in the sea and die to protect their dignity. If I start narrating this for hours, I can tell you how much operation these people done in India. Anyhow, when Europe realized that India is a very, very rich country, they were saying in Urdu, Hindustan sone ki chidiya hai. India is bird of gold. That every European, you know, they tried to enter India. One part of the India, the French came. Then in 1632, Jahangir's time, British business people got right from Jahangir, they can come to India and they can open business. First group of British merchants in 1662, they landed at Surat. That time Surat was the main harbor. Main harbor, all the Muslims who have to go for Hajj from northern India or southern India, they have to come to Surat and they have to take ship from the harbor of Surat. Surat was called Babul Makkah. So anyhow, these English people came there and they started, you know, their business and they formed one company, East India Company. Through this India Company, they started penetrating in India. And they made three ports, Bombay, Madras and Calcutta, became under their control. And how they oppressed the people, Muslim of India, because when they came to India, they took the control of India from Muslim. And they was 100% sure. The Muslim is the nation. They got such a great spirit of jihad. Got a great spirit of jihad. Because of this spirit of jihad, we can't stay in India. Then best thing to do, to oppress the Indian. Kill the Muslim. In Bengal alone, there was thousands of madrasa and millions of hectare land was belonged to that madrasa. All that land was taken away, confiscated. That means from one side they stopped the religious education. Thousands of millions of children became uneducated. No opportunity for them to go and get religious education. Besides that, what they done? They done one thing. Official language of India was Persian. They changed Persian with the English language. Millions of people, Muslim, became unemployed. And after ruling 100 years, within limited period, 100 years time, Muslim become bigger. So much so, Muslim was oppressed. Then, during the British rule, in 1797, Sultan Tipu Rahmatullahi, he was a very great mujahid. He declared the war against the Britain, and unfortunately, the Muslim Nawab and Raja didn't help him, and because of that, he was martyred and became king. And that day, British government announced, today India is in our control. Now many times, our buzurg and elder, they made effort that we must take the control of India from Britain. One great movement was of Imam Sayyid Ahmad Shahid Rahmatullahi. If you get the opportunity, you must read this book, Sayyid Ahmad Shahid. So Hazrat Imam Sayyid Ahmad Shahid Rahmatullahi started one movement of reform and movement of jihad. According to those people who write his life and biography, 40 million people was added to his movement. And they make tuba on Hazrat Imam Sayyid Ahmad Shahid Rahmatullahi. Now Imam Sahib declared jihad against Sikh, and from the Sikh was ruling Punjab. From there, his intention was, when he got successful, then he must declare jihad against the Britain. Now, when he declared the jihad, alhamdulillah, he became so successful. Hazrat Imam Sayyid Ahmad Shahid Rahmatullah Ali became so successful that in 1925, he established a real Khilafat in northwestern frontier of India. Real Khilafat. All law was of Sharia law. And every way, you know, the Sharia rule was established. And so pious people was the Mujahideen that some people of northwestern frontier, they asked one of the Mujahid, look like that, you people, I are very weak. No, Abba, I am not weak. Then we didn't notice you one time, you're staring or looking to any woman. Then they replied, no, that is the law of Quran. We can't look at Ghair Mahram. That type of people was with him. Hazrat Shaqul Islam, Maulana Abdullahi Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Maulana Ismail Shahid Rahmatullahi, all took participate in jihad. Then what happened? Unfortunately, that people of that area became traitor. And one day they decided, they nominated one day, that through all our promise, we must kill the Mujahideen and all those people who are nominated Qazi by Imam Sayyid Ahmad Shahid Rahmatullahi. At the end, Hazrat Imam Shahid Rahmatullahi, Maulana Ismail Shahid Rahmatullahi, and Maulana Abdul Hay Rahmatullahi was martyred in 1830 in Balakot. The first jihad against the beaten was declared in 20s by Imam Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah. But before that too, when Muslim government was very weak, 600,000 Maratha army, they invaded the Muslim country and they gathered in Panipat, I think so in 1779 or something. Then so weak was Muslim that they couldn't fight this 600,000 Maratha. Ahmad Shah Abdali was that time ruling Afghanistan. One day he was sitting with his minister and they were deciding that when the Maratha will win the war, they will come toward us. Now what protection we should make? While they were discussing, the mother came in the meeting and she told, "You must feel shame. You sitting here and you discussing how to protect you. You don't see what happening to your brother in India. You must go and help them." So Alhamdulillah, Ahmad Shah Abdali came and he fought with the Maratha and 600,000 Maratha were defeated and the dream of Maratha that we will establish one Maratha country, India, Maratha rule, they was not successful. They were defeated. But the British government took full advantage of that. When Maratha was defeated, then what British government took advantage, he started progressing to establish their government in India. Anyhow, they established their government and again in 1857, jihad took place. Hazrat Maulana Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah was the commander of the Muslim army. In that army, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Ghamboi Rahmatullah, Hazrat Maulana Hafiz Zamin Shaheed Rahmatullah, all these people was disciple of Hazrat Miyaji Noor Muhammad Janjani Rahmatullah. Anyhow, in the battle, they was not successful. And they was defeated. And there was uprising in India. And so much people was killed by British government. Alone in Delhi, 20,000 person was hanged. And so many ulama was martyred within the vicinity of 50 miles. You can't find any alim who can teach you one masla. So much so. And they were under the impression, if we kill the ulama, then automatically the religion will be out of Muslim. And Muslim will lose their religion. And one thing very nice I like to say, one day Hakim Islam, Maulana Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah told me, "Mauli Abdullah, you know this radish, people call it in Urdu, we call radish mudi." Told me, "Mauli Abdullah, radish when you eat, everything in your stomach, radish will digest it. But last, the radish mudi will be, you know, wazam ho jayegi." So Molvi and Moodi, very hard to digest. Chunachi, Alhamdulillah, British government wanted the impression that Islam will be out of India. Thousands of missionary start coming from the Europe and on every corner of the village and city, the minister was propagating Christianity. So much so, there was so within 100 years time, all India will be converted towards Christianity. And every priest, no matter what great priest, will challenge a Muslim, can come and have a debate with us. One very learned priest, Reverend Founder, he came to India and every corner of the street, he was challenging ulama. Then Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali Kirani, and with him one was Dr. Wazir Khan. Now Dr. Wazir Khan was educated in England, all type of Bible, every print he brought with him, and he and Maulana Rahmatullah Ali sat together and challenged the funder. Anyhow, challenge on this basis, if I prove this contradiction in Bible, I prove Bible is not word of God, then you have to accept Islam. And funder told that, I will prove that Quran is not word of God. I will prove this, I will prove that. On that basis, in 1858, the debate took place in Agra. And the religious leader of Hindu community, Sikh community, everybody participated in that, just come and see. Now, 2 days, debate took place. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah was so expert. Whenever Reverend Flower wanted to give some quotation, now he's turning page of Bible. He couldn't find. Maulana asked him, Founder, tell me, where this Bible is printed? On what year printed? Then he will tell, printed in 1820 or 30. All right. Just look on page 25. So expert was Maulana. Whenever he will look for some quotation and he couldn't find it, then Maulana will ask him, what quotation are you looking? What print you got in your hand? When he will reply, or I look at this page. Within 2 days, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali convinced that there are many contradictions in Bible. Bible, if not word of God, and is not according to the revelation. Then everybody noticed, tomorrow funder will accept Islam. But funder ghaib ho gaya. He didn't attend, on third day, and he left for Turkey. And he spoke to Khalifatul Muslimin, so many million people I converted in India toward Christianity. The Khalifa was very worried. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali was also took part in 1857 jihad. Warrant of arrest was issued against him. He migrated to Makkah Mukarrama. When he migrated to Makkah Mukarrama, then people come to know that he is a very great alim. And all the haji from India was coming. They were telling the story of debate. Then the governor of Makkah and ulama of Makkah came to know this man is very great alim, and through him Islam was defended in India. That time funder was in Constantinople. Then he was challenging all the ulama. Then Sultan Abdul Hamid Khalifa wrote to governor of Makkah, you got any person who can debate with this funder? Then he replied, we got a person expert in that. Then Maulana was invited. Hazrat Maulana left for Constantinople. When funder came to know he came, he just went. Baga. Then Khalifa was very shocked. For so long he was challenging ulama, and when he heard the name of this person, then he asked, what happened? Then Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, all the debate narrated in front of him. Then Sultan advised him to write all the debate. Then he wrote the debate, and the book was printed with the name of Izharul Haq. And according to one English newspaper, if any Christian will read Izharul Haq, he will leave the Christian religion. So anyhow, so that happened, that Muslim tried very hard to defeat the British government, but they were not successful. Then our elder came together, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Haji Abid Hussain Sahib Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Maulana Rafiduddin Sahib Rahmatullahi, that now we must use another method. What to do? We must found, one religious institution. We must found one. And now what we must do? We must prepare the student. We must create a spirit of jihad in him. This must be an institution. Every student, he must anxious for jihad, and he must be ready to sacrifice his life. Now, British government became very strong. Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullah was also there. Hazrat Maulana told, Haji Sahib, you're telling government became very strong. You will see, if you arrive, the time will come. We will sleep in under one government, and morning we will wake up, then another government is established. So, Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullah was great Sufi. You know, such a thing he forecast. After 1 year, 100 years, that thing came through. So anyhow, the Deoband was established 139 years ago. According to Hijri, 139 years ago. Now Allah Pak Rabbul Izzat gave result of our Akabir khulus and sincerity so much that today many part of the Europe, many part of the Asia, many part of the Africa, all the student of Deoband, they established a Darul Uloom. And I give you one example. One example. In 1980, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Mahmud Hassan Rahmatullahi, Maulana Mufti Mahmud of Pakistan, who was Prime Minister of Province of Northern Frontier, and who was the leader of National Alliance in Pakistan Parliament. He told there that from 48 up to 80, all our madrasa who belong to Ahle Sunnah, who educated in India, in Darum, and they came back to Pakistan, they established so many Darul Uloom. From 48 up to now, 15,000 students graduate from their madaris. This is 1980. And that time he told, listen, and that time he told us, we want also have a one big jalsa in Pakistan on the name of Darul Uloom. Alhamdulillah, last month that took place, and so successful, over 2 million people participate in that, so much so, some Arab leader sent the message, in our independence, there is a great role of Ulama of Deoband. So anyhow, this Darul Deoband was established 139 years ago. Hazrat Mahdi Rahmatullahi, born in 1879. When he reached the age of 12, then his parents sent him to Deoband. At that time, in Deoband, two of these brothers, Hazrat Maulana Siddiq Sahib Rahmatullahi and Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed, they were there. When Hazrat Shakuni Rahmatullahi, Maulana Mahmud Hasan met Maulana Mahmud Hasan, then Hazrat Maulana Shakunin realized, if this boy become an alim, he will be very great personality and he will do very great work. That time he forgot. Now anyhow, he came there, he studied there 6.5 years, and he became qualified alim. Now his parent, his father, Sayyid Habibullah, was disciple of Hazrat Maulana Fazl Ganj Muradabadi. Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi was a very great saint of India. And Allah gave him very long life. At the age of 105 he died. Then, because he was the disciple, his father was disciple of Maulana Fazlur Rahman, and because of that, the love of money became very strong in his heart. He decided to migrate to Madina Munawwara. Then, when they decided to migrate Madina Munawwara, then Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali advised to his father, your two sons, Sayyid Ahmad and Hussain Ahmad Madani, before they migrate to Medina, you must make them bait to Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. Jane se pehle unse bait kara do. Then when the time of going come, when Hazrat Madani was going to station to board the train, Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali was with him. From Darum to station is nearly 2-3 miles. He was walking and giving him company and told him, listen, you mustn't leave teaching. No matter if you got 2 students, you must teach. And Haji Maulana Rashid Ahmad Rahmatullah Ali told him that when you go to Makkah, you go by Haji Sahib, and inshallah Haji Sahib will teach you the zikr and askar. He went by Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was very old at that time. Then Haji Sahib told him, every morning you come and sit down here and make zikr. Then he was going every day, was going the majlis of Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and making zikr. Now he shifted from Makkah to Madina Munawwara. Now, whenever he was going to make zikr in Masjid Nabawi, then, you know, he can notice his body is shivering. Now, badan bahut zor chal raha hai. Shivering. Then he start going to the outside Haram Mosque. Then, there too he noticed people. Then he start going to jungle. When he was going to jungle and he was making zikr, always he can notice that my body is shivering. Anyhow, one day he was sitting in the jungle and making zikr, and one poem came on his mouth. Oh Allah, remove the curtain, I can see Rasulullah Sassam with my own eye. Then what happened? Then he came to Rozay Aqdas. He came to Rozay Aqdas and start crying that and start repeating that poem. Then suddenly what he noticed, all the curtain was removed and Huzur Al-Anbi Salatu Salam are sitting and smiling. Now such a great saint of Islam, if somebody talk ill about him, what you can say? Mentally is not thick. So, is tarike se unhone, like this he started, you know, teaching in Madina Munawwara. His, you know, teaching became so popular, largest class in Madina Tayyiba Mosque, Masjid Nabawi, was his class. One day he was teaching 14 subjects he was teaching, even when there is no madrasa, then too he was teaching. Then his father told him, listen, why we haven't got anything, you must, you know, do some work and start earning. Then Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, his writing was very good. Hazrat Madhi's writing was very good. That he was, people was from Madina Tayyiba or from overseas, there was one, if they want some book, that time there was no, you know, photo machine or anything. That time there was some katib, expert of calligraphy. They will go to a kutub khana of Shaykhul Islam and take the book and start copying that. Like that, Hazrat Madhi Rahmatullah Ali was earning something. And besides that, he was teaching in a madrasa, and so poor. When the need came, they must build their own house. They couldn't afford labor. All the brother was doing the job of the labor. And anyhow, they build their own house, they were starving, can't get proper food, anything, but still they carried on. Now in India, Hazrat Shaikhuddin Maulana Mahmudur Rasan Sahab Rahmatullahi, his one organization name was Hizbullah. Now, what was the aim of Hizbullah? That we must declare jihad against Britain and try to push the Britain out of India, and when India will get independence, then Muslim country will get independence. India is main base for Englishmen. The British government is main base is India. They're getting ample, people for the army. Then we must try our best that we must kick out British government from India. He established one Jamaat, Hizbullah. All those people, Maulana Abul Kalam Azad, Dr. Mukhtar Ahmad Ansari, all great Alim was a member of that. Hazrat Shaikhuddin Rahmatullah Ali prepared one army of 40,000 people in northwestern frontier. The leader of the army commander was Haji Turang Zaib Rahmatullah Ali. Haji Turang Zaib Rahmatullah Ali was Sahib-e Karamat Buzur. He declared war against Britain, and how they was fighting, when the cartouches are finished, bullets are finished, food are finished, then they will go back to their tribe and prepare for another fight. Like this, Hazrat Shaikhuddin Rahmatullah Ali's army was engaged with British government in jihad. Now, British government came to know that Mahmudul Hasan was planning one underground movement, because Dr. Mukhtar Ahmad Ansari was the president of All India Congress. Because of that, many government employees will come and give Dr. Ansari the secret message. They came and told, if Maulana Mahmudul Hasan don't leave this country, very soon he will be arrested. Then Dr. Mukhtar Ansari advised Hazrat Shaikhuddin Rahmatullah Ali to leave the country and go to Hijaz. Then Hazrat Shaikhuddin Rahmatullah Ali left India with two intentions. Makkah is under the Turkey rule, Ottoman Empire. I will go and meet the governor and minister of the Ottoman Empire and ask them to help me in my jihad and my struggle. With this intention, Hazrat Shaikhuddin Rahmatullah Ali left for Makkah. Why he chose the Makkah? The reason was that in Makkah there was many people who were sympathizing with Deoband, because of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah was in Makkah. Then Maulana Rahmatullah Kiranvi was in Makkah. He established one darroom with the name of Solatiya. He established that. And third thing, when the war of Balkan took place, then that time Darurum Deoband collected a lot of money for Turkish government, helped them. That's why Turkish government was well known or known about Darurum Deoband. And that time, so much when Ulama Deoband collected large amount of money and sent to Turkey, in appreciation, Sultan Khalifatul Muslimin in Turkey, there is one jubba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Always that is wrapped in one very nice cloth. In appreciation, they sent to Darum Deoband that cloth in which jubba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, covered. In appreciation, up to now that jubba is there. Whenever not jubba is not there, that cloth is there. When Khatm al-Bukhari take place, then that box taken out from the strong room, and one alim will come with the box and just put on everybody's head. Now anybody go to Deoband, they must tell them, we want to see that cloth in which the jubba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was covered. So anyhow, Hazrat Shaikhuddin Rahmatullah Ali left for Makkah. At that time, the Makkah was ruled by Ottoman Empire. That time was called, this whole country of was called Hijaz. What is the meaning of Hijaz? Saudi Arabia is two country, not one country. One country is Hijaz. Makkah, Taif, Yambu, Jeddah, Medina, Tabuk, all is in Hijaz. Then up to now, you go to Medina, you will see Hijaz railway line. The sign of Hijaz railway line up to now is there. So now, this Hijaz was ruled by Ottoman Empire. Now, governor of the Hijaz was Sharif Hussein. When 1914-19 war took place, Ottoman Empire sided with Germany. And British government became enemy of Ottoman Empire. Now, British ambassador to Egypt, he met Sharif Hussein, who was the governor of Hijaz, and asked him, beg him to join us. You become traitor of Turkey and join us. If you join us, then after the war, whole of Arab will establish one government and you will become Khalifatul Muslimin. And if that don't happen, then what we'll do? You got three sons. One is named Ali. He will become king of Hijaz. One is Abdullah. He will become king of Transjordan. And one is Faisal. He will become king of Iraq. Then what happened? That, Sharif Hussein become traitor. And they joined with Britain. And so much Turk was killed in Hijaz. So much so, those Turkish people who took shelter in Khilaf-e-Kaaba they was killed. In Khilaf-e-Kaaba, and thousands of Turkish women who was in Hijaz was arrested and was given to the British government. And un logo ne bahut beizzati auraton ki. So that time, Shaykhul Rahmatullah Ali was there. Now, one fatwa came to Shaykhul Rahmatullah Ali, he must sign on that fatwa. What was in that fatwa? All Turkish Muslims are kafir. All are murtad. And sign of money, ulama was on that fatwa. They came by Shaykhul Rahmatullah Ali. Shaykhul Rahmatullah Ali just look at that fatwa and threw it on the ground. You must sign. He told, I can't sign. I can't say that Khalifatul Muslimin is not, advisable to stay Khalifa. And how can I say that Turkish Muslims are kafir? Our belief is that our own brother. So much so, for learned people, I'm telling, Allama Rashid Raza, Misri also signed that fatwa. But Hazrat Shaykhul Rahmatullah Ali didn't find. Then in short, I'm telling you, Hazrat Shaykhul Rahmatullah Ali was arrested because he didn't find that fatwa, and all his underground movement that came into the knowledge of British government. Then they advised Sharif Hussein that you must arrest Mahmud al-Hasan. Now with Hazrat Shaykhul Mahmud al-Hasan was four people. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madni, Hazrat Maulana Uzair Gul, Rahmatullah Ali. His story is also, worth to, hear. He married to an English woman who was relative of Lord Krishna. Then anyhow, Hazrat Madni Mahmudul Sheikh Mahmudul Hasan Rahmatullah Ali, he was hidden. Unko chupa diya. Then they arrested Maulana Uzair Gul, Maulana Madni, and Hakim Nusrat Hussain, and one was Wahid Ahmad. And when they couldn't find Hazrat Shaykhul Rahmatullah Ali, then they made announcement. Up to Isha, if we don't find Mahmud Hasan, then the Husayl Gul, Hussain Ahmad, Nusrat and Wahid Ahmad was be killed, will be hanged, or will be shot dead. When Hazrat Shakun Ramtullah heard that, then he decided, no, because of my student mustn't be in trouble. Then he came out. And they took him to Jeddah. And after his going to Jeddah, Maulana Madni was released. Maulana also went to Jeddah. And Arab officer convinced him, your warrant of arrest is not issue. Why you are with this Mahmudul Hasan? You are Turkish citizen. Go and enjoy your life in Madina Tayyiba. He told no. Shaykhul Hind is my ustad, and I will be with him. Where you will send him? Because he is a very old person and he needs my khidmat. So Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Ramtullahi and all his colleagues, after arresting them, was sent to prison in Malta. In Malta, there was one very large fort. In that fort, all the prisoners of war, Turkish prisoner, German prisoner, Hazrat Shaykhul Hind, all was kept in Malta for 4 years. And in India, they, after that, took very great revolution. Because the British government intention was that Khilafat mustn't stay among Muslims. There mustn't be any Khalifa of Islam. Then they used Mustafa Kemal Pasha, and Kemal Pasha dethroned Khalifatul Muslimin. Sultan Abdul Hamid was ruling and declared Turkey as a secular state. And up to now, the influence of Kemal Mustafa in Turkey, all the military entirely they belong to that belief of Kemal Mustafa. Otherwise 90% of Turkish Muslims, they are very religious minded and they love to religion. Anyhow, the Khilafat was abolished, and after 4 years, Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Maulana Mahmud Hasan Rahmatullahi came back to India. He met in Medina Jamal Pasha, Anwar Pasha, Minister of Defense of Ottoman Empire, and had conversation with them that we want to free India from the British government. What help you can give us? Then they told, every Muslim country today is in trouble. Nobody in the position they can help you. We advise you go to India, and every citizen of India, you must invite them to work fighting for independence. Alone 25% Muslim can't do anything. Because of that, Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Ramtullahi came. That time, Khilafat movement was very strong. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ali Johar Ramtullahi was a great leader of Khilafat movement. That the Indian Muslim was trying very hard, and they was pressing British government, they mustn't abolish Khilafat. But British government, they decided, we won't abolish. But they used Mustafa Kemal Pasha to abolish the Khilafat. Now just imagine, today there is among Roman Catholic, the head of state is Pope. How much, you know, on his name, how the Catholic come together.
If there was a Khalifa among us, with the name of Khilafat, the Muslim should become together. So anyhow, when Shaykhul Hind Ramtullahi came, that was very high tension in India. And that time what happened? In 1919, in Jallianwala Bagh, Lahore, the governor of Lahore was Sir Michael Adwaya. And the commander was General Dyer. In Jallianwala Bagh, thousands of people come together to support the Khilafat movement. This Sir Michael Adwaya ordered General Dyer to shoot the people. 379 people was shot dead, 1300 become injured, and there was all India uprising. All of the India uprising. That time Hazrat Shaykhun Ramtullahi realized that we want to independent, then we must bring the non-Muslim of a country together. So many, many non-Muslims joined the movement of Shaykhul Hind, Maulana Mahmood Hasan Sahib Rahmatullahi, and Hazrat established in 1919 Jamiatul Ulama Hind. And after that, my time is finished. After that, his main subject will come now. Unfortunately, I can't deliver everything in one majlis. So anyhow, inshallah, if I'm allowed, and if you people wish, we'll sit for two majlis or one, and inshallah, I'll explain you what Hazrat Shaykhul Islam done for India, and what his movement was. So much so, when British government was, you know, engaged to get soldier from Punjab and India, that Hazrat Madhur Ramtullahi delivered the lecture for any Muslim to join British army and fight against his Turkish brother is haram. That is a very great thing. Then immediately he was arrested. Now this is a very long story. Anyhow, if I'm alive and you people are interested, for me is nothing. I can sit up to Fajr, you know. But there must be, you people must be interested. One meeting took place in Jamiatul Ulama Natal. There was dispute between two parties. And the time was now 12 o'clock at midnight. I told them, listen, as far as I am concerned, I can sit here up to Salatul Fajr. But you must come on conclusion. You must come on any conclusion. Alhamdulillah, they came to a conclusion about 12 past this meeting has finished. And I'm, alhamdulillah, up to this age too. I can sit up to Salatul Fajr. So Allah se dua karne chahiye ke ab agli majlis mein ye jo Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullahi, those people spoke against them and they passed remarks, and they afterwards they, you know, apologized for them. Why that took place and what happened after that? Right. Allah se dua kijiye ke Allah Ta'ala hame apne buzurgon ki naqsh e qadam par chalne ki taufeeq nasib ho. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa salatu wassalam ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina wa shafiina wa maulana Muhammad mubarak wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbi ij'alni muqim as-salati wa min dhurriyyati ربنا وتقبل دعاء رب اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اے اللہ اس ملک کے اندر امن و امان پیدا فرما. اے اللہ اس ملک میں اتنا امن پیدا فرما کہ ہم اپنے ایمان کی حفاظت کے ساتھ آرام سے ملک کے اندر زندگی بسر سکیں. اے اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, ہمارے مرحومین کو اے اللہ اعلی علیین نصیب فرما. اے اللہ قبر تک ہمارے ایمان کو سلامت رکھ میرے مولا اور میرے مانا. جب ہمارے اٹھنے کا وقت آئے اے اللہ شہادت لا الہ الا اللہ کو ہماری زبان پر جاری فرمانا. اے اللہ قبر کی منزل کو ہم پر آسان فرمانا. اے اللہ قیامت کے دن جب کہ نامہ اعمال کھلنے کا وقت آئے گا اے اللہ لوگوں سے ہمارے نامہ اعمال کو اپنی رحمت کی چادر ڈال کر چھپا لینا. اے اللہ حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے دست مبارک سے آب کوثر نصیب فرمانا. اے اللہ قیامت میں سب سے بڑی نعمت تیرے دیدار کی زیارت سے ہم کو مشرف فرمانا. اے اللہ قیامت کے دن انبیاء صدیقین شہداء اور صالحین کی ہزاروں کی جماعت کو تو بغیر حساب و کتاب کے جنت میں داخل فرمائے گا. اے اللہ ہم گنہگاروں کو انہی کے ساتھ داخل فرمانا. اے اللہ ہماری مغفرت کر کر ہمیں انہی کے ساتھ جنت میں داخل فرمانا. اللہم ربنا تقبل منا انک السميع العليم وتب يا مولانا انک انت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربنا رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.